You're with SBS Radio.
As wet weather lashes parts of the East Coast, flooding is blocking roads and trucks carrying COVID-19 vaccines. Delivery disruptions to GP clinics in New South Wales means some people may not receive their dose as planned. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says some practices have been closed due to flooding.
We are aware that there have been some delays in delivery of doses of the vaccine, especially to areas affected by flooding and bad weather along the eastern coast of the continent. The distributors are doing all they can to ensure timely deliveries, and we thank them for the work that they are doing. But there will be some inevitable delays due to the weather. Safety has to come first, for staff and patients, and for the people delivering the vaccines.
The second part of Australia's rollout, otherwise known as Phase 1B, involves the administration of vaccines to those over the age of 70, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over 55, and adults with underlying medical conditions. Federal Government Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News that authorities are working together to solve the problem.
Clearly, there will be expected disruptions for many freight and logistics movements across New South Wales as a result of these floods, and vaccines are not exempt from that. So we're working with our freight and distribution companies who are getting the vaccine from point A to point B to understand just how that will be impacted.
Dr. Chris Moy is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association. He says 900 of 1,000 GP clinics across Australia have already received their vaccine shipments, but some in New South Wales are still waiting.
My understanding is that there's somewhere in the order of 150, 170 who had delays in the deliveries, and some of those have already happened, and there's just a few more, but again, they're trying to get them through by Monday, and the majority of them being due to the floods, unfortunately.
AstraZeneca supply constraints from Europe are also slowing the rollout rate. Some GPs will only receive 50 doses a week and are being instructed to prioritise elderly and unwell patients. But Professor Michael Kidd says the first batches of a locally produced AstraZeneca vaccine will be released in coming days. That's following approval from Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, for domestic manufacturing.
Please do not panic. Please be patient and calm and polite when seeking to make a booking for the vaccine. Clinics are experiencing a high volume of calls at the moment, so please use the online appointments where these are available. If you're not able to make an appointment, please check back in a week or when the clinic advises when additional appointments may be available.
Dr. Moy is reminding the public their turn to receive the vaccine will come.
All we ask is that everybody show some patience, be a bit nice to the receptionist when they're ringing up for appointments, and just understand that, they will get their shots, but what we need is that we need to do this in a calm, orderly fashion, and we can do that in Australia because we don't have much COVID.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.